If you missed them on the radio, here are the most choice cuts from today's Z1077 Morning Show with Cody Joseph and Jeff Harmatz for your on-demand audio pleasure. Tune in to hear Cody and Jeff live from Joshua Tree, California, every weekday morning from 6 to 10 locally on Z1077 FM and everywhere else online at Z1077FM.com. And now, without any more fuss, here's Cody and Jeff.
Happy National Bubblegum Day, baby.
Cody, it's not Showtime. It's Paramount Plus Showtime.
It's Paramount Plus with Showtime.
Paramount Plus with Showtime.
On Paramount Plus.
On Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus with Showtime on Paramount Plus Network, where you can see all the movies.
Yes.
That's what they're going to call
it. And Twin Peaks Season 3.
And Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me.
I don't know if that's on there. I wouldn't say that for certain.
Well, where's that one at?
I have no idea.
How do they only own half of the Twin Peaks?
I don't know. It's very convoluted.
They only own the left peak. They don't own... It's right peak, the twin.
Yes.
Got the two twin peaks.
Yes.
Right, there's two mountains, right?
I don't actually know if there are any peaks in that show.
Well, why are they called Twin Peaks then?
It's just the name of the show. It's the name of the town.
That's wild.
Sorry.
The name of the town is Twin Peaks? There's got to be some mountains somewhere.
Probably.
Okay.
Yes, it's a mountain town.
Okay. Okay. I mean, they call it Joshua Tree. Guess what we have here?
That one tree.
Joshua Trees.
A Joshua Tree. One single Joshua Tree.
They call it 29 Palms. Guess how many of them suckers there were when they started the town.
Exactly 29, and there is a town edict that you cannot plant any further trees.
There were 29. Mm-hmm. Well, there's at least 30 now. Cindy and Gary have one in their yard.
Oh, okay.
Yucca Valley. You want to know what they've got a lot of in that valley?
A valley full of yucca plants.
Yucca plants. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got, you know, what do they call that? Performative nomenclature?
I think so.
You got to call it that.
All right, there is an elephant in this room this morning.
No, she's a dog.
My dog is in this room.
Hi, Sunday.
But there is big news afoot.
Hi, Sunday. Wait. We'll get to it. Slow your roll.
Okay.
Are you going to enjoy any bubble gum today?
No.
A little birdie told me.
Mm-hmm.
The little birdie being you.
Yes.
That you enjoy bubble gum ice cream.
I mean...
Not that it's like your favorite necessarily.
Okay, I would eat it.
But we've talked about ice cream before.
Yes.
And because I always think that's a gross flavor, bubble gum or cotton candy. I think those are weird flavors because it's just sugar. The flavor of that is just sugar.
It's not, it wouldn't be in my top 10 of ice cream flavors, but I would enjoy it.
And you went, wait. I enjoy a
bubble
gum ice cream. Would you have some bubble gum ice cream in honor of National Bubble Gum Day?
No.
Would you have some bubble gum?
I would.
I still have some of the goo.
I don't want any of that.
The bubble gum with goo is still in my... We tried to give it away.
Nobody would take it.
For some reason, whoever the winner was didn't take it. Was not interested in getting the bubble gum with goo. Sometimes that happens, not always. We gave away a bottle of hot sauce.
We sure did.
To Aaron Nephew.
He tasted it and was like, oh boy, there it is. That's the hot one. He wanted the hottest one possible.
He wanted the hottest one, which is good because now Jeff won't have to worry about accidentally grabbing it.
I really enjoyed that hot one. I was a little sad to see it go, although I have not used it recently.
You enjoyed that one?
I did.
That you took a dab of onto your tongue and immediately went, oh,
and started hiccuping immediately. Yes, that was. I enjoyed it.
He started hiccuping. Mm. I've never seen somebody eat something so spicy that that was your body trying to get it out of you.
It was my body saying, stop that. Don't do that.
Get that all the way out of here. Mm.
I'm against hiccups. It's my least favorite type of thing to up.
Okay.
Yes.
Now we can talk about...
Okay.
Now we can talk about the... The furry thing in the room.
Not my dog.
Sweet Sunday.
But you got a new dog.
I got a new dog.
Mm-hmm. It's very cute.
I did get a new dog.
You wanted to tell me all about it this morning before the show started, and I said, please wait, let's talk about it on the radio.
So before, so you like to say that you are contractually obligated to wear things.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I say that's not true. You are phony balonies. But today you are.
Yes, I was contractually obligated to wear red.
We're wearing red.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's National Heart Month, and today is Wear Red for Women Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually were contractually... I mean, technically, you could have not worn red.
Yes, I technically could have not worn red.
I don't know how happy the boss would have been about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we are wearing red for women today. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because if you stick around, Jeff,
mm-hmm.
I think the dog's going to be here later. I think the dog is going to be here.
Now,
my wife might be bringing the dog by.
First of all, before we talk about the dog,
we're going to back into the room. But first...
I didn't say that.
Okay, I did.
Yes, but, you were saying that.
But first...
I could have worn a much nastier shirt. I have two red shirts, and one is clean and one is not clean. One is a dirty shirt. And not in the sense that it is washed.
I mean, you have a laundry machine.
Not in the sense that it is washed, but it has a nasty, nasty saying on it.
Oh, well, I'm glad you wore the work-appropriate one.
Well...
I like that shirt. It's got hands.
It's got hands on it. But we are having a special guest in studio today, so I did not want to wear my nasty shirt for the special in-studio guest also.
Oh, okay. I was not a consideration.
Work and Cody was not consideration. I think you would have enjoyed my nasty shirt.
Yeah? Okay. So, here's what happened if you've been following.
But we are, when are we saying what time we're having our special guest in and who our special guest is?
Yeah, sorry, I... 100%. I was a little focused on the shirt.
Okay.
We are going to have Janice from JT Vegan, who mm-hmm. is also a musician, in this morning during the 8 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about vegan cheese, and she will debut a song.
We're going to play a song, and we're going to talk cheese. We're mm-hmm. going to do cheese and music.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, two of my most favorite things ever.
It's going to be fantastic. We're very excited to have her in. And that is, she is the reason I'm not wearing a nasty shirt today.
Well, I appreciate that
mm-hmm.
of you.
Maybe next year when I'm contractually obligated to wear red, I will wear my nasty shirt.
That's going to be in a couple hours, or in about 30 minutes if you're listening to the podcast.
Which is available... Where anywhere, you get your podcasts.
Anywhere you find podcasts. Or Z1077FM.com if you don't want to go searching around for it. It should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully we're going to be able to spend most of the 8 o'clock hour with her. Mm-hmm. That's going to be, of course, up to her.
Yes.
You know, she'll be able to get up and walk out whenever she wants.
Mm-hmm.
Should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. What's up?
You got a dog.
I got a dog.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm a little all over the place because I'm very excited about this dog. Okay, so if you're not following, if you've just tuned in, you don't know what the saga of the dog is. This actually, I keep saying it's your fault, but I just realized it's not your fault.
I have no influence in your household.
It's your partner's fault.
She has no influence in your household.
So she...
You are one of the two decision makers in your household. You cannot pass any bucks to my household.
So she sent you a picture of some very cute dogs.
She did.
At the Palm Springs Animal Shelter. Jeff showed me the picture and said, look at this dog.
Very cute dog.
Just look at it. And I scrolled through and I saw a very, very cute dog in there. So I tried to call the Palm Springs Animal Shelter, who was actually closed on, was this Monday?
I don't know.
Been quite the saga. They were, or maybe it was Tuesday. I don't remember.
I think it was
they were
Tuesday.
Closed. I think it was Tuesday. They were closed. Left a voicemail. They never called me back. So I was thinking of calling them Wednesday. Wednesday, we were very busy around here. I never had a chance to call them back. So then yesterday, we were, you know, thinking, we were looking. The adoption fees are really expensive at Palm Springs Animal Shelter,
mm-hmm.
to be quite frank.
Okay.
And so.
Did you name the type of cost it would be in the 6 or 7 figures?
There's no figures. It's still only three.
But okay. The high threes.
No. It's not $1,000 either. Okay. It's not approaching. It's a little pricey. So we decided yesterday to go to the Yucca Valley Animal Shelter. So I saw this cute dog. I thought, you know what? I could use a cute dog in my life. That was what I needed, was seeing that other dog. So we went to the Yucca Valley Animal Shelter. We actually only were able to bring one of the kids with us because... The other two were in school.
Mm-hmm.
They're in school. And we checked out. There was a very cute dog there. We really liked the dog. So we said, you know what? We're going to take that dog home with us.
Okay.
I sent you a picture while we were there.
Yes, you did.
Well, actually, Jeff was getting... I like to live... I guess I'd say not live tweet, because it's just to you. I like to live text my comings and goings and whereabouts
mm-hmm.
to Jeff. So I texted you when we were on our way there, texted you a picture while we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you texted me back and said, I think you said cute dog.
Mm-hmm. It is a cute dog. It's a very cute dog.
Something along those lines. So then we actually, because there's a lot of, you got to fill out all the paperwork, you got to do the licensing. This, she actually hadn't been chipped yet, so they went and did the chip real quick while we were there. So by the time we were...
Different from Chip and Joseph, right?
Different chip. Okay. It's a micro chip.
Okay, micro chip.
I think chip is person sized.
Chip is about human being sized.
Chip is human being sized. So by the time it was done, it was 3 o'clock and we had to go pick up the kids from school. We didn't have a lot of extra time. So we literally drove straight from the animal shelter to the kids' school and surprised them.
With a dog.
With a dog.
Now, you have told me how you acquired the dog. You have not said anything actually about the dog. How old is the dog?
I'll get there.
Okay.
I'll get there.
Okay.
So I went to pick him up and I said, hey, we have a surprise for you in the car. And they didn't know what it was. And so they went in the car, and then dog pokes her head out, and they're like, "What? Where'd that dog come from?" Didn't even took him a second to register and said, "That's our dog. That's our new dog." And then they were very excited that we got a new dog. So you want me to tell you about this dog?
Yes,
I've seen
a picture of the dog.
Did I send you the picture of the dog in the back of the car too?
Yes, I think so.
She's very cute. She was in the back.
So it's a lady dog.
It's a lady dog. It's a female dog. She has been spayed already.
Okay. Thank you to Bob Barker.
They won't let you take them from the shelter if they're not already spayed anyway.
Mm.
And what else would you like to know?
I asked you how old the dog is.
She's about a year and a half.
Okay. So she's not quite a puppy, but still
she's
young.
She's not quite a puppy. Young dog, though. They said that they had her from about when she was a year.
Mm-hmm.
They said she had been at the shelter since August.
Oh, my gosh.
And our hearts always melt for... Mm-hmm. The dog that's been there for a while, because this dog is so nice and sweet. We could not figure out why somebody else hadn't already brought her home.
Mm-hmm. So, how big is the dog? I've not met the dog.
Oh, it's bigger than Sunday.
Now, my dog Sunday is here and listening to us talk about this other dog, and we have not said the name of your dog. Are we going to dox your dog on the radio by saying the name of the dog?
We can dox the dog, sure.
Okay.
Her name is Raven.
Raven.
Now, that wasn't her shelter name.
Okay, did she have a shelter name?
She did have a shelter name.
Can you share what that was?
Her shelter name was Bellatrix.
That's complicated.
First off, complicated. I guess you could shorten it to Bella.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I know a couple.
That was a lot of dogs and named Bella.
I know a couple humans named Bella, so that would seem strange to me. Also, I know you're not a big Harry Potter guy. Bellatrix is the villainous character played by Helena Bonham Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And in the books and the movies, she's very mean. She's very nasty.
Okay.
She's not a good... Bellatrix, not good.
Okay.
Didn't want to name the dog after a villain.
Okay, what is the... Can you name the dog after the guy who they don't say the name of?
Voldemort?
This is the dog that we do not name.
I guess you could.
Okay.
So she's mostly black. She's got some white on her...
A little bit of a white crest on the chest.
Paws,
there.
A little white on her chest. Mm-hmm. And so we were going back and forth between what we were going to name her. We had a few other ideas that got thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
We decided it would be a family decision, something everyone in the family liked. And we went with Raven because she is mostly black.
Okay.
Very cute.
How?
I don't know how big... I don't know, 40 pounds, 50 pounds
maybe?
That's
a big dog.
She's not a mastiff.
Yeah.
She's not like the biggest dog in the world, but she's not small. She's not tiny. I mean, for perspective, you've seen, there she is on that chair. You've seen that chair. So she's, pretty big sized.
Now, I was going to ask,
how
is the dog getting along with the other dogs? You have two other dogs. This is dog number three in your household.
She's getting along just great.
It is a full carnival at your house. It is two adults, three children, and now it is three dogs.
Yes, and my son was actually remarking that now there's five humans and three dogs living here.
So that is a total of eight people in your house. Well, dog counts as people.
Dog's not people.
Dog counts as people.
Sorry, Sunday. I know you wish to be people. I don't know who Jeff is. Honestly, Sunday, I don't know who Jeff is really trying to placate there, himself or you.
She is people.
He says dog is people.
Okay, now.
So I have another. She lays like a doofus.
Yes, I saw she lays like a spatchcocked chicken.
Like a frog. or a spatchcocked chicken, yes. Got this dog.
She's very sweet. I have
a
momentous occasion. Mm-hmm. I've turned on the flashlight on my phone.
Yes.
Have you ever heard a flashlight referred to as a torch?
Yeah, it's pretty common. I mean, British.
Australian.
Do Australians do the same
thing? In my household.
Okay.
I am going to officially, in my capacity as insufferable dog guy on the morning show, pass this torch to you so that you may become the insufferable dog guy on the morning show.
Thank you. Thank you for passing. Thank you for passing the torch. I feel honored to have this.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if I will become the insufferable dog guy because I do still have human children who are actual people, not pretend people. But thank you.
You are welcome.
I appreciate this so, so much.
May I say about your dog?
Mm-hmm.
You were asking me, when is my dog Sunday, who is here at the radio station right now, when is Sunday going to meet Raven? Because my dog has met your dogs and gets along with your dogs. Do Sunday get along with your dogs?
They tolerate her. One of our dogs... Okay, so we have an elderly dog who honestly is kind of just there. Spends most of her time sleeping. Barely even notices the other dogs, like doesn't really interact with them much anymore. And then our medium dog, she's about 10, so she's not a, you know, she's not a pup. She tolerates other dogs.
Okay.
Because she's older, you know, she's 10 years old. She doesn't have all the energy to be a puppy anymore. I think she, but they get along fine.
Okay.
There's a little jealousy at first. Muffin, this is the same dog that when we started having human puppies, which is what my wife called our kids, and I said, oh, I don't like that at all.
I like that. That's great.
When we had our first human puppy, that would
this
be my
child is dog.
That would be my son. Muffin hid under our futon. We had a futon at the time for a week straight.
Okay.
Before she finally came out and acclimated, because she's very jealous. She wants to have all the attention all the time. So
now, I took my dog to the dog's park.
Yesterday?
Yesterday.
I was going to text you.
And I said, perhaps I should swing by the old Joseph household and introduce my dog to the new dog.
You should have.
I thought better of even suggesting it because I thought that the new dog, Raven, Raven is the name of the dog, probably needed some time to acclimate and didn't need a little chaos agent like my dog Sunday to be introduced into the equation. She already has a lot to figure out right now.
To be honest, she was super mellow. I mean, she was pretty excited when she first came in, but after within about 15 minutes, she was already pretty like, all right, I'm just going to chill now. I'm cool. This is where I live now.
Yes.
Just going to hang out.
Well, I did give it serious consideration, and in the end, I opted against it. So I would say, you know, my dog would be very happy to meet your dog. If your dog comes into the radio today, they will meet.
They'll meet. They'll hang out. They'll have a party. It'll be a whole thing.
But I had a very busy afternoon, and I didn't get to half of the things I needed to get to yesterday either.
It happens. You got to stop overscheduling yourself, Jeff.
I know. It does happen. It's a lot.
You got to stop overscheduling yourself. I'm sure we'll have some more dog content later. I have to be insufferable about it, I've been told. I took the torch.
You took the torch. You've taken the torch from me.
I took the torch. I have a joke for you.
I'm ready for it.
Why does it hurt to touch a window?
Because it's got a lot of pain.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Because you can feel the pain.
Yes,
because
you can feel
the
pain.
If the punchline is pain-based, I'm going to give it to it. Robert's here and Sunday's very excited. She wants to go party with
she
Robert.
She does.
She wants to go party with him. All right, I have some Today in History for you as well.
Okay.
I know we're a little late getting into our Today in History. Sorry, we had so much dog content.
Yes, the new
so
dog.
So much dog content to get to
this
today.
This is a show about a dog.
By the way, if you want to see the dog, I did post a picture of dog on my Instagram, Cody Joseph Z1077. Please don't steal my dog for the record.
I will not steal your dog.
We weren't even able to order her a collar because we had to figure out what the name was first.
When does the collar come?
I'm going to order it today because now we know what her name is.
Can't you get it printed locally?
I mean, you probably could. We've ordered them online. I might go.
I'm trying to break you of your habit of ordering everything online also.
Do they still have one of those machines in the local big box pet place?
I was at the local big box pet place and I didn't notice I was getting some other things. Okay. Oh! I have big dog news as well.
I've seen the nifty machines where they just engrave it right there.
Yes, I got a seatbelt for my dog, finally.
Good. She needs one.
She needs the seatbelt.
She hides under the seat.
She's been pretty bad in the car lately.
Okay. Now, today in history. On this date, in 1521, Magellan discovered Shark Island.
It's really more of a peninsula.
Is it really?
No, I don't know.
Oh, he immediately,
that's an old Simpsons joke.
He immediately got a loan at 25% interest, compounded hourly.
Oh, because of, like, Lone Shark.
Yes, Jeff.
Okay.
Yes.
I get it.
Dissecting that frog. over there. In 1690, the very first paper money in America was issued by the colony of Massachusetts. It replaced the very unpopular cannonball currency. It was very difficult to make change.
I've read a book about currency. Would you like to talk about currency, or would you like to do the more jokes? We can talk currency later, perhaps.
Well, it says the pilgrims realized when they ran out of money, they could just print up some more. Thus, the United States was born. On this date in 1783, Spain recognized the United States for the first time.
Were they at a party, and had they met before, and did they remember each other's name? I recognize you. What's your name again? I'm terrible with names.
I'm the United States.
Oh, I'm Spain. I know we've met before, but my big apologies to you.
Well, thank you for recognizing me. In 1809, the territory of Illinois was organized.
Organized?
It was organized.
Like stacked upon itself?
Well, before that, everything was just, all over the place. Mm-hmm. They had to get everything nice and neat and arranged.
If this portion, if Cincinnati does not bring you joy, then dispose of it and give it to Ohio.
Yeah, we don't need Cincinnati. You can have it. We'll take Chicago, though. Good pizza.
Chicago sparks joy.
Good pizza.
Did you hear about Marie Kondo?
That she no longer... She's like,
organized.
I get it. I have three kids. I get it. Mm-hmm. Only Marie Kondo, because she's so adorable. And everyone that has like three kids is just like, yeah, I get it. Everyone else with a bunch of kids is like, yeah, we get it, Marie Kondo. You do you, girl. On this date in 1853, Hudson Maxim was born. He, of course, invented smokeless gunpowder.
Great. I'm sure he...
Very helpful in contribution to the world that he made. In 1881, P.T. Barnum introduced Jumbo, an African elephant, to America.
Also, not the coolest thing to do.
These days, however, the name Jumbo is associated less with elephants and more with soft drinks.
I don't agree with that. When I hear the word Jumbo, I immediately think shrimp.
Oh, okay.
Jumbo shrimp, the famous oxymoronic food that we all like to eat.
Yeah, okay.
Except for you.
On this date in 19... Well, it's just a bug. I don't eat bugs if I don't have to.
Well, apparently bugs aren't meat.
Yeah.
Would you like to walk that one back a little bit?
No.
Okay.
Bugs aren't meat.
So shrimp is not meat.
I don't want to eat a cricket either.
Okay.
That's kind of the point of the whole thing. Oh, but because I said bugs aren't meat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got me there.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't we establish I was wrong?
Yes, but I'm just rubbing it in.
Oh, okay, that's fine. On this date in 1913, the 16th Amendment to our Constitution was officially ratified, allowing the government to collect an income tax. And this
Have you paid your taxes yet, Cody?
And this is the have day you paid your, the have music
you,
died.
Have you paid your taxes?
I've paid my taxes, yeah. They take them out of your
Have you filed every have year. You filed your taxes?
I have not.
Okay.
On this day, I'm still trying to figure out if I can claim Raven as a dependent.
Next year. It's not this year.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Well, yes, that's true. On this date in 1959 is the day the music died, Jeff.
Okay, this is when Bob Dylan went electric.
Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and J.P. Big Bopper Richardson were killed in a plane crash outside of Mason City, Iowa.
There's a very good X-Files episode about them.
Did they not really? Did they just go back somewhere else?
No.
Oh, they died.
They definitely died, but it inspires a man to do a thing.
In the X-Files.
In the X-Files.
You're deep. You're deep in the X-Files.
I haven't watched... I mean, I just have a few episodes committed to
You
memory.
Have been talking so much about the X-Files the past couple weeks. You know that, right?
I don't know that. I have been watching X-Files a lot in the last few weeks.
Oh, yeah. Ever since you started rewatching some old X-Files. Maybe just knocked loose a bunch of memories from your brain. You've been heavy on the X-Files content lately.
Okay.
I'm not even saying I disapprove of that. Disapprove, rather. I'm just pointing it out. Robert's opening the door so Sunday can come back in.
Which is your favorite X-Files monster?
I don't remember the X-Files.
Okay.
The guy with the stretchy legs.
That's the one that I was talking about recently.
I know, that's the only one I can remember because you talked about him recently.
He's not, there's two Derek guys. One guy has stretchy legs and one guy wears stilts. They're two different guys.
Stretchy. Definitely stretchy.
Definitely the stretchy guy. You don't care for the fluke man?
Stilts not real. Stilts not real leg.
Okay.
Stretchy, real leg.
Fluke man.
Some celebrity birthdays for today. Sean Kingston is 33 years old today.
Those beautiful girls.
Mm-hmm. Julio Jones is 34 years old today.
Football player, because you're leaning in and staring at me.
Doing the football lean.
Yes, and what team does he play for? Which of those many wonderful NFL teams?
I mean, probably most famous for playing with the Atlanta Falcons. I think it actually even said on here what team. Oh, Falcons, Titans, Buccaneers, all over the place. He's going to the Super Bowl this year. Section 112.
Oh, that means that he had to buy a ticket because his team is bad.
Not bad, but then only two of the teams get to make it, Jeff.
Okay.
Only one team wins. The other 31 teams are just sad. George Clooney's wife, Amal, is 45 years old today. I'm very upset that she needed the qualifier.
What?
Doesn't even have her full name here.
Hmm. Well, then you should know what her full name is.
I'm just reading it off here. Let me find it, because Amal... Oh, it's Amal Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's married to George Clooney.
Yes.
She's like a human rights lawyer. She's very successful accomplished
mm-hmm.
in her own right. And I would argue her accomplishments much more useful to the world and society as a whole.
Than George Clooney.
Not that I don't like George Clooney, mm-hmm. but, you know, she's more important, I would say, to
yes.
the world.
Mm-hmm.
Protect that woman at all costs. Happy birthday, Amal. Isla Fisher is 47 years old today.
In my household, we really like Isla Fisher.
Star
she's
of?
Just great. Now You See Me 1, but not Now You See Me 2.
But she's Now You See Me, but not Now You See Me Don't. No.
That's not what it's called.
Now You See Me 3. Now You Three Me.
She is going to be in Now You Three Me.
Are they
going to
call it Now You Three Me?
Well, everybody thought they'd call the second one Now You Don't, and they didn't do it. It'll probably just be called Now You See Me 3.
Boo. It should be Now You Three Me. I 100% agree. Warwick Davis is 53 years old today.
From Willow.
Have
you watched the new Willow show?
A lot of Star Wars movies. They sneak him into almost every Star Wars movie since Return of the Jedi.
Did you watch the new Willow show?
No.
Okay.
Never saw the first Willow.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid. I remember liking it.
Okay. Who's got the time, Jeff?
Okay.
Who's got the time?
All right.
I mean, I technically could make the time if I really wanted
yes.
to. I'm too busy forcing myself to watch the last season of Walking Dead.
Nobody is making you watch that.
I'm making me watch
it. Didn't you read the last issue of the comic book? Don't you know how it ends?
Actually, you want to know something funny?
Hmm.
Never read the last issue.
Why?
I don't know. I just never got around to it.
Okay.
Who has the time, Jeff?
Obviously not you.
I have it. Although, do you want to hear side very sad news?
I think I know this.
So. I had a bunch. So we moved, and there was some stuff in the back of the jalopy, the red jalopy, and I thought it was all stuff that would be fine because it rained, and I like had a panicked moment of oh wait, let me double check, and it turned out the box with every single trade paperback of The Walking Dead in it was in the back of the red jalopy, and they did get wet.
That's like
they're
there's
like drying.
A lot of those comic books.
Yeah, it's not even that they're particularly valuable. They're trade paperbacks. It's not like they're not like collector's editions.
It is, yes.
But I had 32 of them, and even if you were to get a good deal and buy them for like $10 a piece,
that's $320.
You do the math.
Mm-hmm.
I just did the math. Yeah, I took
Don't
them out.
Don't tell me to do the math. I did the math.
I think they're drying out. They're going to be forever, you know, you will tell, but I don't think they're going to be completely ruined.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little sad about it, though. But yeah, I never finished it. Former NBA player Vlade, he's 53, by the way, Warwick. Did I mention that?
No, you didn't.
Okay, Warwick
53.
Davis, 53 years old.
How old was he when he was in a Star War?
I mean,
10?
He's pretty young. Yeah, he was like a child actor.
I did not know that.
He was a child when he played Wicket.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, that was in the 80s. That was about 40 years ago.
There you go.
So he was 13 when he played Wicket.
He was a young boy. And former NBA player Vlade Divac is 55 years old today. Maura Tierney from News Radio, ER, and that Jim Carrey movie Liar Liar is 58 years old today.
I have been watching News Radio recently. It's very fun and good.
I figured you'd know Maura Tierney because
yes.
you've been watching News Radio.
I've been watching News Radio.
Yeah, she's very good. News Radio was great.
Very fun show. Very fun character.
It had her. It had Dave Foley, who's always great. It had the girl who you say, oh, I can't remember. What's her name? She's like the better Kathy Griffin, you said.
I can't
remember her name.
Okay. Calling somebody better just because they both have red hair.
Mm. You said that.
I don't think I said that. 100%. I said she's good.
Okay.
I really like her. Her name is Vicki Lewis.
Vicki Lewis, thank you.
Nothing to do with Kathy Griffin.
Nathan Lane is 67 years old today.
From The Birdcage.
And he was the voice of Timon in the original The Lion King. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Morgan Fairchild is 73 years old today.
I know her from...
There's a whole list of things, okay, but it's not here. I don't really even remember anything she's ever been
okay
in. Mork and Mindy, Dallas, Falcon Crest.
Okay.
And Blythe Danner is 80 years old today.
I don't know who that is.
It's Gwyneth Paltrow's mom.
Okay.
But she's also been in quite a few things. She's a famous actress in her own right.
Okay.
Do you have a difficult question for me?
Yes. Are you ready for it?
I am so ready for it, Jeff. Give me that difficult question.
This piece of sports equipment used to be white, but was changed to a different color in the 1970s for a better TV viewing experience. What is this piece of sport equipment?
Well, it's not that many. Football?
It is not that.
The puck?
It is not that.
Okay. Baseballs are still white.
I think
white.
A puck would be, if the puck was white in hockey, then it would be very challenging, not just for television people, but for hockey people.
Yeah, that would make it more fun.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you...
Then you could psych people out, you could pretend you had the puck.
If you had made all the balls and all the sports clear, then you would certainly be adding an element of danger.
So it's a sport element, it used to be white, and now it's not. Mm-hmm. And it's not the football, it's not the puck. Baseballs are white, soccer's balls are white, basketballs.
That is not correct.
I don't know, then.
A tennis ball.
The tennis ball used to be white. Okay. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So if you're listening, keep that in mind because that's going to help you get a prize later today.
Mm-hmm.
It's 6:57. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we have to get a bigger crate for the dog.
What's wrong with the crate size that you have?
It's slightly too small for her.
What? It's the crate that you already have for your small dogs?
It's the crate that the small dog uses, but it's the crate that we already had from when we had a bigger dog.
Okay.
So the crate that the dog was using it is slightly too... It was way bigger than what she needed anyway.
Okay.
So now we're going to have to get a slightly bigger crate.
That's the famous thing that they say in that show Jaws, right?
We need a bigger crate.
We need a bigger crate.
That's the famous line from the movie Jaws. Yes.
Okay. There's a cartoonist I know... The guy who drew me on the cover of his comic book drew a gag comic where it was the scene from Jaws, and they said we're gonna need to get a smaller shark. I think that's very funny.
That is very funny.
Check out Meeting Comics by Andrew Neil for that kind of joke.
But I didn't tell you. I didn't even get to that part. So my wife, of course, if it were up to my wife, she'd have just slept on the bed with us. Mm-hmm. Raven, the new dog.
You must crate train the dog.
And I told her, no, no. I said, first night, you got to establish precedent right away.
Absolutely.
But then that's always, I wasn't sure, because some dogs, you know, but she's been in the shelter. I think they don't always have to put them in crates, like, mm-hmm, all the time, but they do sometimes. So I put her in the crate. She didn't really seem like she was super excited about going in there. Kind of had to give her butt a little push to go into there.
Mm-hmm.
She went into the crate, and then she was just like, okay. And then she was fine, and she was mellow, and she slept in there.
Cody?
So we're going to get her a slightly larger crate today. My wife already found one and ordered it and is going to go pick it up.
Cody?
Yeah.
For your new dog,
mm-hmm,
you had crate expectations.
I had some crate expectations.
Yes.
Exactly. So we'll have that new crate for her. I hope you get to stick around. I don't know what time I don't know exactly what time my wife is bringing, mm-hmm, the dog, but... Hopefully you're still here. Hopefully you can stick around and check it out.
When you stick around at this radio station, people start handing you things to do.
Oh, is that what you're worried about?
A little bit.
Mm. I like your tapping. I wanted to see if I could get the tapping.
Can you hear that?
I can hear it 100%.
Okay, is it bothering my dog who is around this radio station somewhere?
I don't know where she went.
She's staring at Robert, our own online news editor, Robert Hayden.
She's a big fan. She's a big fan of him. Actually, she's a big fan of everybody.
Yes.
She comes
except for me. She doesn't care for me.
Kim comes in. They run laps, uh-huh, around the building together.
Inside the building, not around the building.
Yeah. Around the inside of the building.
Yes.
I guess that's a good thing.
Around the building implies that they are going outside and running around.
I mean, I didn't think so.
Okay. I take the dog out on walks when she is here during the 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock news.
You go around the building?
I do go around the building. Okay. Sometimes there is another dog in the next door building.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I know that dog.
Houdini is the name of that dog.
Is it an escape artist?
I assume that that is why the dog is named Houdini, but maybe it's also just a cute name for a small dog.
Okay.
Yes.
So I need to look up kiwi birds. Is it really called a kiwi bird?
Okay, we should. Well, hold on. Let's take a step back. Let's just explain. You have two dogs, Muffin and Kiwi.
I have three dogs now. Yes.
But yes, and they were named after foods.
Not on purpose.
And then I made a joke that your new dog, Raven, nobody's serving up Raven yet.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a few years. I might be hitting the menus.
Mm-hmm.
But then I said, well, Raven and Kiwi are both birds. And you did not even know that a kiwi was a bird.
I've seen these birds. They're called kiwis.
Yes. That's why I said that there is a bird named Kiwi.
I didn't even...
So wow. You just pick a name and don't consider the implications or ramifications of the name.
We did. It just... Honestly, when I named... First off, Kiwi's very old. Got the dog in like 20...
So in
2010, the kiwi bird hadn't been discovered yet.
That is the biggest lie I've ever heard in my entire life. I have no patience for that sort of lying on the morning show. I just...
Jeff Harmatz, a factual man.
Yes. Why would you, like, okay, you have to think so carefully. You have named children before. You have to think so carefully about the ramifications and the implications of a name that you give a creature that lives in your house, be it child or dog or perhaps cat.
I mean, dog, not so much.
Yes. You didn't even know that there's like three things that a kiwi is, and you did not know. Maybe you didn't even know two of the three things. Do you know what the third thing is that is a kiwi?
A fruit,
mm-hmm.
A bird, a person from New Zealand.
Yes. So you knew two of the three things.
Yes.
What if Kiwi was a war criminal? What if there was like a war criminal named General Kiwi and you didn't, you were unaware of it and you accidentally named your dog after a war criminal?
That would be very, very problematic.
But you have to like research the name before you give the name to the dog.
I do. If it's a person, if you're naming people, 100%, I do agree. You should probably. There's a lot of kids running around out there with the name Khaleesi. Mm-hmm. That are like, whoops.
Whoops. I did watch Game of Thrones, but I don't know what the Khaleesi did.
Whoops. She broke bad in a pretty serious fashion.
Okay.
She kind of turned into a war criminal.
Oh, okay, cool. So all these kids are named... Well, that's fake war criminals, though.
Not real. It's a fake character. So yeah, it's a little bit different.
So the dog is named... The dog came named with a troublesome name. It's named after... A Harry Potter character who is a villain.
Yeah, you want me to say that? There was a few... I guess I could tell you that, yeah. I did...
You did. We talked about this on the radio last hour.
Her name was... Her shelter name was Bellatrix, mm-hmm. which is the very mean, mean character.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, I don't want to name her after that.
So you changed the name to...
Raven.
Which is named after the used bookstore in 29 Palms.
Or the Teen Titan superhero.
Or the teen child actor.
That's so Raven.
Mm-hmm. That's when you tell me the name of the dog, I said, that's so Raven.
I know, that was the first thing you responded with.
Mm-hmm. What are the implications of the name Raven? Why did she get the name? Why did she get that name for this dog?
She got black fur.
She has black fur.
Not entirely, but mostly. Mm-hmm. I was trying to see if my wife could send me a picture. We could get an update.
Okay.
What's going on with Raven right now?
Probably chilling.
What's she up to at this exact moment?
Did you buy her special dog's food?
No.
She eats what the other dogs eat.
Well, they gave us... So they actually, at the shelter... They took a picture, too, of me with the dog. Mm-hmm. They gave us a bag of the brand of dog food that she had been eating.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we will do is we will mix that in with the food that the dogs are currently eating. Mm-hmm. And... Then we'll move her over.
Okay.
Because we don't want to switch her over all at once.
Yes.
But we'll...
She's not a Deftone. We cannot switch her up.
We will move her over to the different brand of dog food.
I think my partner is listening. And if she is listening, I would like her to send me the photograph of her and I when we got Sunday, our dog from the shelter.
She was very excited that I got a new dog.
My partner? You've blamed her for the issue.
She did. She has...
Mm-hmm. You said that she sent me a photo of a dog that I showed you,
mm-hmm.
and then you sent that immediately to your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I know that you're trying to blame my partner and I for your new dog. And it is a joy and it is a blessing to have a new dog.
I mean, I'm not really blaming her.
I will take all the credit, but
I'm jokingly blaming her.
When the dog knocks over that inevitable vase and it shatters upon the floor, I do not want you cursing the name of me or my partner.
I will do no such thing.
Okay, blame the dog.
Mm-hmm. There's some other stuff going on there, too.
What else is going on?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You'll find out eventually.
What?
This is an A and B conversation that I was having. Which? So you can... With your partner.
Oh, with my partner?
Yeah.
Oh, you're messaging her right now?
Not this second, okay. No. Last night.
Okay.
Last night we were chatting about the new dog.
Okay.
She's very excited for me.
Yeah, she's very looking forward to meeting that dog, I assume.
Everybody loves dog.
I mean, so I will tell you...
I mean, not literally everybody, but people is like, oh, you got a new dog? Because that's... So I don't know if I even told you this part of the story. So we went... We picked up the dog at the animal shelter.
Which animal shelter? Shout him out.
At the Yucca Valley Animal Shelter. Okay. Which, by the way, I haven't been there in a while since... It's funny because I said, oh, I forgot you guys have a new building. When'd you put this new building in? And the lady was like, oh, like nine and a half years ago?
I hope you're not in the habit of dropping off dogs at the animal shelter. Like, an animal shelter is a wonderful place, but hopefully you're not there all the time.
No, we haven't been there in like 13 years.
Okay.
That was the last time we got a dog. Well, that's the last time we got a dog at the animal shelter.
Okay.
The other dog, Muffin, just somebody had puppies, so we had to keep the dog from going to the animal shelter, which is why we got her there. So we went to the animal shelter, and we went straight to pick up the kids from school.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some other parents there, you know, waiting, milling around.
Parents at a school, you don't say.
Waiting to pick their kids up from school. And I'm just like, hey, I got a dog. You want to see this dog? And so I was like opening up the hatch of the car so that people could come see the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey. And it's, yeah, you tell people you got a dog. Everyone wants to come over. They want to see the dog. Mm-hmm. They want to pet the dog.
Yes.
They're like, hey, what's up with that dog? It's very fun. It's very exciting.
Now, you are, theoretically, this dog is coming to the radio station around after the show.
Sometime. The kids got to go to school, so it'll be sometime, I don't know, between 9:30 and 11, give or take.
I don't know the
exact time the dog will be here.
I expect our dogs will get along, but what if they do not? Will there be a dog fight here in the bullpen, the news bullpen of the radio station?
I certainly don't think so.
Okay, and who would win in a fight, your dog or my dog?
I mean, probably mine.
Because it's much bigger? Because
she's much bigger. Mm-hmm. I don't mean... Sunday's wiry. She seems like she could be a little scrappy, but I also happen to know that she's very spoiled and has not lived a hard life.
My dog?
In any way,
shape,
or fashion.
Oh, no, my dog is the most, well, I wouldn't say the most spoiled dog, but my dog's pretty spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
And I only, as I always like to say, I wish I could spoil her more.
Speaking of, my wife actually wants to, she's been talking, we do have an older dog, Kiwi.
Mm-hmm. Who is named after just the fruit and nothing else.
Just the fruit, not the bird. She is named after the fruit.
Mm-hmm. Generalissimo Kiwi.
My wife has been talking about maybe you do the very fancy, you make her food from scratch.
I do, yes.
My wife has been talking about perhaps starting to make the food.
I would encourage you to do that. It
for the dog.
It's like, you know, an hour, 45 minutes to an hour of work, like once every 2 weeks. I'll admit that it has been a while since I personally have made the dog food in our house. My partner has... For the first year, I was mostly making the dog food, and I'd say for the last 6 months, my partner has been mostly making the dog food.
Does she take orders?
Who?
Your partner.
Okay.
Not orders like I'm telling her what to do. Mm-hmm. Like orders.
No, in
like,
that sense.
I will give you a money, and you make a double batch.
Okay.
No, I will pay for my portion of ingredients, and you make double batch.
This is a big conversation that we have had. Because
you do that for me. Now you got everybody you know is like, hey, can we get some of that dog food?
We did start a restaurant in our yard a few years ago.
Did you have dog food
for
sale?
We did the hot dog restaurant, Hot Dog Panic, which is still around, but in a much more limited capacity these days.
They have a really good chili dog there.
Yes.
That chili is something else.
And when we started making our dog food, you do get that kernel of an idea that, oh, if we just like made twice as much, then we could probably sell this. But I don't think I want to be in the dog food making business.
It's a cutthroat business.
It's very hard to make a lot of food, and it takes a lot of time and space, refrigerator space, freezer space.
Yeah.
And I think we probably could have made a killing doing that because both good cooks.
People love their dogs.
We kind of were like, that is a headache that we kind of don't need at the moment.
I mean, you can do it just for me.
No, it's a headache that we do not need at the moment.
All right, fine then. I'm just saying.
The logistics of it.
That's why they call it an exception, Jeff.
We both work full time. We do not need that. We do not need to be doing more of that.
You don't have to store it, though, because you just give half of it to me, and then I'll store it.
We do not need that aggravation in our life.
Okay, fine then. How about we'll make it? You pay me, and we'll make the dog food.
No, I don't.
You don't have to be a good chef to make dog food.
I know, but
the dog does not have a sophisticated palate, Jeff.
I told you
that dog would eat some pretty gross things if given a chance. Mm-hmm.
I told you we don't mind making the dog food, but we do mind making more than our fair share of dog food. So we will not be paying you to make the dog food either.
All right, I'm just trying to and give you some other ideas here.
Yes,
you know how I like
our dog food situation is completely under control in a way that we're very happy about, and we don't need to add anything or subtract anything from the situation.
Okay, fine then.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
What style of food would you make for your dog?
I have no idea. This is all my wife's thing.
Okay.
I'm not making a dog food. I have been told, and I heard you being told very, very emphatically that the dog food you buy in the store is perfectly fine for a dog.
Who said that?
I don't want to say who.
Me? My partner?
No.
Who said it?
It was while I was on vacation.
Did somebody
name... There was someone in the building with you.
Oh. Cassidy Taylor?
Who very emphatically informed you that the dog food you buy in the store is just fine.
I mean, we give our dog kibble for breakfast. She gets kibble for breakfast and fresh food for dinner.
Now, we buy the small bites of the dog food because we have small dogs.
Yes.
Historically, because we did used to have a big dog. Mm-hmm. I mean, not big. You'll see what you mean. She's about the same size as the dog that we did have. Mm-hmm. Not like a huge dog, but a bigger dog. Mm-hmm. But she also ate the mini bites usually just because it was easier just to have one brand of food for all the dogs. Mm-hmm. And big dog can eat small bite. Small dog cannot eat big bite.
But dog need big bite for big teeth. Big teeth need big bite. Then the kibble is like designed to give crunch and clean.
Is it really?
I believe that's why we still give our dog kibble. Apparently, like kibble is good for the dog's teeth in the mouth of the dog.
Well, we did that before, and oddly enough, the only dog that never had any issues with her teeth was the big dog that ate the small kibble.
Maybe small kibble is good for big dog.
I don't know if it matters. You have actually, as you say that, I didn't know if you were messing with me or if that's like a thingy that you actually heard.
I've heard.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But they could still bite. I mean, it never bothered our other dog.
Okay.
The small kibble.
Yeah. Well, that's why we do kibble for, I had to go out and buy kibble and a seatbelt for my dog yesterday.
And is she happy with that seatbelt? Did you try it out?
We did try it out. She had like some fun time in the seatbelt. She's been my dog Sunday is very afraid of the car.
She does not like driving in the car. I found this out firsthand on, what was that, Tuesday, Wednesday, when I just got into Jeff's car. Jeff said, I'm hungry. And I went, oh, me too. Mm-hmm. And then I got into his car.
Grabbed the dog and shoved her into the back seat.
And he looked over at me and said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm hungry. I thought you said you were going to go get some food. Mm-hmm. I'm coming with you.
Yes.
And he said, well, you weren't really invited. And I said, okay, where are we going?
So my dog has been, in the last month or so, been hiding under the passenger seat, like burrowing in like a little rat or a weevil or a groundhog or a ferret, some kind of
or a kiwi.
Little rodent.
Do those things?
No.
Do those, are those birds. A tunneling bird?
And
are there tunneling birds?
Yeah, woodpeckers.
Oh, okay. Or a woodpecker.
Mm-hmm. So I bought my dog a seatbelt so that she remains stationary and does not flop around as I badly drive around town. Go beep, beep, beep.
You do not badly drive around.
I'm very safe, but I'm very herky-jerky. Like, I stop short a lot. I think my dog is a little nervous to be in the car with me.
I mean, that,
so she is secured in a seatbelt in a safe, responsible fashion, and she cannot get tossed about anymore. And I think that will solve some of her issues, hopefully, fingers crossed.
By a safe, responsible man
named
Jeff.
Yes.
Very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited for Sunday that she doesn't have to hide underneath the seat.
Yes.
You were very worried I was going to move the seat back.
Yes, because I don't have a lot of people in my car very often.
Why would I move the seat back, though, knowing Sunday was under the seat? That was what threw me off, is you were like, Sunday's under the seat. And I was like, oh, okay. And then you were like, don't move the seat back.
Yes, I don't want you to smash my dog. I don't want her to get smooshed.
Why would that be, like... Was that just were those things related or unrelated?
You would get into my car and say, I need more leg room, and start turning dials and hitting buttons.
I'm not very tall. I don't usually need
to I need less leg room and start hitting dials and pushing buttons.
Seats back.
Okay.
Because I'm not that tall.
Okay, then you need less leg room. Too much leg room.
Normally, the default amount of leg room is more than enough for me.
Okay.
Hi, Sunday. Did you hear us talking about
you? We were talking about you, Sunday.
Yes. Yes, it's a very sweet Sunday. Mm-hmm. But so those were not related then?
Unrelated. No.
You saying my dog is under there and then immediately telling me not to put the seat
those
back.
Those were completely related.
You thought I would put the seat back right after you had told me the dog was under there?
I don't know.
What kind of monster do you think I am, Jeff?
I think that people don't put one and two together very often.
Okay. I put two and two together.
Okay.
They get four. I get four all the time, Jeff.
There were four paws on the floor under the seat of my passenger seat.
Exactly. Should we check in with Simon?
Yeah, Simon C. Holland.
For our dad vibes. Dad vibe bounce to the finish. La-dee-da. Some mom is on Facebook right now posting pictures of the presents her kids got for Groundhog's Day. Dad vibe bounce to the finish. La-dee-da. Hey, Jeff.
Yes, Cody.
Tell me something I need to know.
Did you know
just
that?
As a warning, I know we're a little short on time, and this new calendar of things that I need to know, they're all really long.
Yeah, we're fine.
Restaurateur Giuseppe Cipriani first served carpaccio, a.k.a. beef that is raw and thinly sliced, to Countess Amalia Nani Masanigo after she had been instructed by her doctor to abstain from eating cooked meat. The sight of raw meat inspired romantic feelings in Cipriani. Upon noticing the red color of the dish, he named it after Italian Renaissance painter Vittore Carpaccio, who used similar shades in his artwork.
Now you know.
The chef getting very lusty for raw meat.
So that,
now you know.
That whole sequence was an absolute emotional roller coaster for me. Wow. I have an update for you, Jeff.
Okay.
A dog update.
Okay.
I texted my wife, and I asked her to send me a picture of Raven. We're checking in with her this morning.
Okay.
And I have the picture to show you. Okay. I'm going to go big phone mode here.
Is she still a good dog?
You tell me.
Yeah, it looks like a very good dog.
Does that look like a good dog to you?
Now, let me describe this photograph. It is a dog, a new dog in the Joseph household.
Please don't give my address out.
Okay.
Sorry. Sparky got me very paranoid.
I'm not going to give out the address. I will say that the dog, it is a black dog on a tan couch. It is all spread out. It looks like it is trying to be as much of a puddle as possible. Like when Alex Mack would turn into a puddle in that show, The Secret World of Alex Mack, it is your dog trying to turn into a CGI puddle on the ground. Or, except in this instance, on a tan couch.
Yes. Except Alex Mack's was all silver. She liked liquid metal.
Yes, yes.
She would be an all-black puddle.
Yes.
Like a goo. She would look like the Venom symbiote.
She would turn into a goo. Now, I didn't mean to bring up Alex Mack. You just called her Alex Max because we've been trying to play an Ava Max song all day.
I said Mac.
You said Max.
Did I?
You did.
Oh. I have not been trying to play an Ava Max
I was just
song.
Making coffee.
I do like Ava Max.
I was just making coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And when you fill up the thing for the coffee, there's a line that says water is Max.
Maybe you got Max on
I
the brain.
I got Max on the brain.
Maybe
Ava
you got
Max, Alex Max, and Max amount of water in the coffee maker.
That's a, by the way, that's a deep cut.
What?
The Secret World of Alex Mack?
I thought the coffee maker at the Z107.7 radio station is a little bit deeper of a cut. But I guess most coffee makers have a Max line, don't they?
Usually.
You remember Alex Mack. It started with Marissa Olenek.
I very much remember the Secret World of Alex Mack. I'm surprised that you do.
She got some goo dumped on her, and then she turned into a liquid lady and also had like mental telepathy powers when her head would glow.
And she solved crimes.
I think she was a crime solver, yes.
Got to solve the crimes.
But it was high school crimes.
Yeah.
More serious. On the high school crime situation.
The Secret World of Alex Mack walked so that Veronica Mars could run.
I was going to say there's on one end it's Veronica Mars and on the other end is Encyclopedia Brown. And I'd say Alex Mack was right in the middle somewhere on that scale of severity of high school crimes.
Well, Veronica Mars didn't have powers.
Yeah, but she solved like very serious crimes.
I know. No, that's the thing. She solved very serious
capital
crimes.
C crimes.
She had no powers.
And Encyclopedia Brown would find out who perhaps stole somebody's like pet snake.
But also no powers.
Yeah, so Alex Mack is like the superpowered version of that. She would fight up against a corporation that dumped toxic goo all around.
You can't be dumping the toxic goo. But back to the dog.
Okay.
Because that was really what I wanted you to look at my dog.
I saw the picture of the dog.
She looks very happy, though. Doesn't that dog look very happy to have a home and have people to love her now?
She is a cage-free dog now.
She no longer... Well, she's got to sleep in the crate. We crate train our dogs. Yes. She has to sleep in the crate. But other than that, yeah, she got free run... Free run of the house. She's a happy girl.
Just call that dog the Crate Gatsby.
Okay. That's good. That goes good with the crate expectations. Uh-huh. By the way, we did measure.
Uh-huh.
Just because I was giving you the crate update.
Uh-huh.
The crate that we put her in last night. That mm-hmm. I mean, she fits. We didn't have to like shove her into a tiny crate. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've probably never seen a dog.
I've seen the crate that is in your house.
It's a 36 inch crate mm-hmm. because we had a larger dog before, mm-hmm. and when we no longer had that dog, we just kept using the crate. We didn't have to go buy a new crate. And so we're probably going to get a 42-inch crate.
Okay.
Slightly bigger.
I have no idea what any of those numbers mean.
I mean, how big is Sunday's crate?
I have no idea. Do I look like a guy who knows what an inch is?
Yeah. I mean, you should.
I don't.
Okay. Who bought the crate for Sunday?
I don't know.
It wasn't me.
That's the answer. Okay. It wasn't me.
So it wasn't you, and there's only two human beings in your house.
So it was probably my partner.
It's probably your partner. I mean, simple math, mm-hmm. simple arithmetic says that that's probably who bought the crate.
Yes.
Okay. So I just wanted to – I did hear back from my wife.
Okay.
And I thought, Robert, you can come in later and see this picture of my new dog. She's very happy.
Oh, my dog is losing her mind in there.
She's got people. Out. Why is she losing her mind?
She's beginning to chase her tail, which means that she is bored. Or at least that's how I interpreted tail taste.
Do you ever actually read that anywhere, or did you just decide
that? I just decided that means she's bored.
Okay. It could also just mean that she's a dog,
no.
Jeff. I don't know if you're familiar with dogs. They're kind of doofy on occasion.
Not my dog.
Okay. It's 8:21 in the morning on Friday. Unless you're listening to this on the podcast, as we've mentioned. And then it could be whatever time you want it to be.
It could be 25 o'clock. It could be...
Well, that's not a real time.
Okay.
25 o'clock?
Yeah.
What would you call that? It would be like, that's 1 a.m. tomorrow.
1 a.m. tomorrow.
It's 25 o'clock.
That's what time it is in Perth, Australia right now.
Is it really?
I think it's like tomorrow morning in Perth.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
This is The Morning Show. You are Cody Joseph. I am Jeff Harmetz. And we are joined... this morning by Janice Whaley.
Good morning.
From JT Vegan. Good morning, Janice.
Hi. Oh, hold on. Oh, sorry. It works better. No, it's me. Okay.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
We're very good.
Can you hear us all right?
Oh, yes. Good.
Perfect.
Everything's great.
Everything's all lined up. She's ready to go. Now, most people, how long? Well, okay. Where do we even start, Jeff? We have so much to talk about.
Yes. We can start by talking about how...
I'm going to start.
Okay.
I decided how I'm going to start.
Okay.
So, oh my goodness, what was this? This was last year, Jeff. Months and months ago.
Months and months ago, the year
Jeff came
2022.
In, Jeff came in with a sandwich, and he said, oh, I made this sandwich. I don't know, Janice, if you listen to our show a lot, we actually talk quite a lot about food.
Yeah, and I spend we most have people of my... coming to the booth that are, you know, there because they listen to you talk about food.
Oh, okay. Well, thank them. Thank them so much for doing that. So Jeff comes in and he says, I have this sandwich. I really love this sandwich. It's got this really great, it's a vegan pastrami. Mm-hmm. And so I think, was it that same day or maybe the next day, because you had a big batch of it, I groked. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of the term groking before?
I don't know this term.
That's the thing that dogs and me are really good at, mm-hmm. where you are eating a food and they just kind of stare at you like, maybe if I just stare at the food that he's eating, he will give me some.
Yeah.
And he did, and he got the hint, and he gave me some really great vegan pastrami. And I said, wow, this is really good. Where'd you get it? And Jeff, what did you respond with?
I said, why, at JT Vegan at the Joshua Tree Farmers Market.
I said, that's exciting.
Yes.
What's that all about? Because my wife eats mostly vegan. Now, I don't think you've like formally met my wife, but we've been by your booth a few times.
Yeah.
She's usually with me. And so I said, oh, well, I gotta check this booth out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the most recent time was around Christmas time, mm-hmm. when we were having a party.
Right.
And my wife, she wanted to set up an entirely vegan charcuterie board.
Awesome.
Which we did, from stuff that we got at the JT Vegan booth. So we got the summer sausage and a couple of the cheeses. And those cheeses are really good.
Yeah, I'd like to do a lot of like fancy stuff during the holidays. So we have like, you know, some special cheeses that are just for like Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so, yeah, it's really fun to kind of, you know, experiment and try new things or put different flavors out there. So, yeah, it's great.
And I didn't even realize at the time that we were getting kind of special things that are only made around the holiday time. Mm-hmm. Which was, I think there was a one, there was one that my wife really enjoyed. It was like a, I think it was like a fig topping across
the fig top. And balsamic chèvre, yeah.
It's like a kind of a sweet and savory. That was mm-hmm. one. And there was a dill Havarti, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. That was also very good. My wife liked them so much that I think we went back the next weekend and bought more just for her to eat, not even to put onto our charcuterie board.
So, to start at the very beginning.
Yes.
Are you going further back than that pastrami sandwich?
Further back than you eating a sandwich last year.
Okay.
Yes.
Even back before that.
You were raised here in the high desert?
Yes. Well, I moved here in 1985.
Okay.
Back before it was cool
live here. I'm sure it was cool in 1985.
I wasn't so sure when I was a kid. I was like, there's kind of nothing here.
Okay. I was here in 85, Jeff.
Yes. Did you two know each other from the old days of growing up here?
Wasn't a lot here.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, and this back before, stoplights in Joshua Tree, the old days.
He knows all this. I've told him all these stories that you could always tell by how long someone has lived here by which stoplights they want to tell you about.
Right.
I remember when Palomar wasn't even a four-way stop. It was just a kind of do whatever, try not to get into an accident because these two roads just cross each other.
It was a dust road and you had to look out for tumbleweeds.
Exactly. Or if you call, the National Monument instead mm-hmm. of the National Park.
Yes.
That's another tell.
You do get some of the old-timers been here a lot. Even I think have adjusted to calling it the park
at
this point.
Yeah, exactly. But,
in 1985, mm-hmm. how prevalent was vegan food here in the desert?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
That would have been my guess, but I didn't want to make any assumptions.
Well, I wasn't vegan then, mm-hmm. but I was always very interested in different types of food. And I had this a friend that was a musician who was an older guy who him and his wife were vegetarian. And so if I played music at his house and I stayed for dinner, it was always vegetarian food. And they were big on this brand called Morningstar. Mm-hmm. And so that was my introduction. And I remember, going to the store and trying some Morningstar stuff and thinking, this is pretty good. And it's lower calorie and kind of healthy. And so I just always found it interesting. And mm-hmm. so long before I was really vegetarian or vegan, I was still already interested,
Mm-hmm. And kind of getting the... So my wife eats mostly vegan stuff. And so... And Jeff eats a lot of vegan stuff. Jeff's not
that
a vegan.
That means our people are showing up at the office when my dog is barking like that.
He's excited about vegan food.
So, Jeff, you eat a lot of vegan stuff. You're not a vegan. I'm not a vegan.
We're both pretty omnivorous.
I got a burger earlier today, but I like to eat a lot of vegan stuff. And there's a lot of things out there that you don't always realize. I mean, I always kind of joke. I don't know if you've ever. I don't want to put anyone in a box. But have you ever met the really? They used to be the joke about the obnoxious vegetarian.
Right.
And I think now it's kind of gone the other way to where. Again, not to say any specific names, but I know a couple, what I call the obnoxious meat eater now, who's
you can be obnoxious no matter who you are.
Oh,
if you really, excel at that.
She's really eyeballing me when she says that anyone can be obnoxious thing. But I kind of joke about how, when was the last time you ate a boiled chicken and weren't, on a special diet?
Right.
My point being that a lot of what we eat, even if we are meat eaters, it's a lot of the seasoning and the extra flavors that we add on to it.
Right.
And you seem to have you've cracked the code, I would say, on the vegan cheese.
Yeah. Well, I would say, talking about how not everyone is vegetarian or vegan, but they eat that way, just to point out that most vegans were not always vegans as well.
That's
and
true.
And so it's just whatever part of the journey you're on and whatever makes sense to you in the time, everyone's on a different path. So for me, I really like to make foods taste as close to the original as possible because that can help people eat better but not feel like they're missing out on things.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important to love what you eat.
And a lot of people eat vegan for maybe ethical reasons. Some people are just kind of curious. A lot of the fast food places now are selling the Impossible Burgers, and they're not really marketing those towards vegans. It's more for people who are maybe just kind of interested in trying it out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
My wife has long complained that the one thing they have really had trouble getting down is cheese. It's really hard to do a vegan cheese. And so when we tried some of the stuff that you sell at the JT Vegan booth. My wife was very excited. She said, "Oh man, they cracked it. They cracked the code." Now you don't have to give away all your trade secrets.
Well, you know, I talk about it all the time. I am definitely not into keeping secrets. I think everyone should learn how to do stuff that's interesting to them. Mm-hmm. So when I make the cheese, I first culture cashew milk. And a lot of the flavor of the cheese is inherently cheesy simply because there's a lot of flavor in the aging process.
The cultures. The process of culturing it is what gives it its flavor.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the base of everything is cultured cashew milk. And then depending on the cheese, like there's different things that you can put in cheese to give it more of the flavor that you're looking for. Sometimes I add miso. Sometimes I add different spices and, different things to give it the right flavors, maybe like vinegars, different flavors of vinegar. A lot of different stuff. You can, if you have the right combination, you can make stuff taste the way you want it to. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, a little bit of vegan witchcraft and wizardry thrown into the mix there. But, it's fun for me to play around, and I'm always trying new things. And I basically make the stuff that I want to eat. Mm-hmm. And so if it tastes good to me, then I'm like, okay, I can sell this.
Then everyone else just happens to enjoy it, and that's just kind of like a good side effect. I like that you said miso paste, because I've told Jeff all the time in our kitchen – a nutritional yeast, miso paste,
yep.
Cashews.
Mm-hmm.
Those are kind of the three staples that we keep all the time. My wife actually has it's like a mac and cheese kind of recipe that she makes from scratch, and it's got those three components in it. And it's really good. I mean, I'm not a vegan. I guess you say omnivore, right?
I would say omnivorous. Because
I eat a lot of vegan stuff that my wife makes, and I would eat that mac and cheese all day long.
There's a new term for it, and it's called flexitarian.
Flexitarian.
Okay. It's always coming up with new terms.
Flexible.
The old term was fine.
Right.
Exactly. Omnivore. I like omnivore.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a really good one. So at the JT Vegan booth, which is set up, now are you there every Saturday or most Saturdays?
Every Saturday. Okay. Unless it's like a special holiday or, the day before Christmas or something like that.
Okay, that was, because I was actually going through some of the stuff on the Instagram of JT Vegan, and I could only, as far as I could tell, there was only one Saturday in like the past like 6 months that you weren't there, and that was the holiday day.
Yeah, and it was a Christmas day that the market was actually open, and so we were out of town for that day. But otherwise, we are there every Saturday, and recently we have friends that can help us run the booth if we can't be there, but that's only happened a couple times so far. But we are, really into being there.
Did ask after you on Saturday. I was there. Yeah. My partner usually is shopping at the farmer's market, but sometimes I'll bring the dog over.
So. Yeah, I know. We love the dogs. We have the little water bowl so that we can lure all the dogs to come over to the booth.
Because I actually told Jeff, and I don't know if you even heard this. I mean, you would have known because you were there. One of the days we went back to get, so we got the summer sausage, the vegan summer sausage for our charcuterie. And then someone else had said they really liked the pepperoni. We went back to get some pepperoni, and it was the last one. I told Jeff the story. They had to pop open the display case to get the pepperoni out for me because it was literally the last one they had. So do you rotate things in and out pretty frequently?
For the holidays is when we do the most type of products. And I really kind of kill myself trying to make all that stuff. And it's not something I could keep up with on a, weekly basis. Mm-hmm. However, sometimes people are like, we need this all the time. And so I find more ways to bring it back. So the fig and balsamic chèvre will be there pretty soon for the Valentine's.
Oh, my gosh.
Before Valentine's Day. And, and pepperoni is really popular. So I'll probably be bringing that one back because people make pizzas all the time.
We make pizza all the time. Well, let me know when you get that balsamic chèvre.
Yeah, we usually announce it so people know because it always sells out.
that was really good.
So in addition to cheeses, you're also doing like a lot of cold cuts, which I'm a fan of. I have some of the JT Vegan turkey in my refrigerator at the moment.
Nice. The pastrami is very good.
The pastrami is very excellent. I've seen buffalo chicken, and you're even selling like little sandwiches.
Yeah, we do kind of have like weekly, sandwich of the week kind of stuff. And I make all of the meats. Half of them are made, the cold cut styles are made with a seitan. Mm-hmm. And, it's just all about
the. Now, that's not the devil, right?
Right. Not Satan. There's no Satan in our food, but seitan.
Seitan.
Yeah.
Seitan, the confusingly named food.
Right, right.
What is seitan?
So it's like a vital wheat gluten. The wheat that has a lot of protein in it. And so if you've ever been to like a bakery, and they have like the artisan breads, and they have that kind of like stretch to them. That is because of the extra protein. They add a little vital wheat gluten in, or they use a very high protein flour when they make bread. So you can get vital wheat gluten as the flour, just pure vital wheat gluten. I mix it with different flavors and spices and broths and different things to give it the correct texture, and then we slice it really thin. So it's just great for cold cuts.
All right.
So the next thing we were going to mention is it's kind of cool too. We were talking about, we should see if the folks from the JT Vegan booth want to come in. I really enjoy their food, and Jeff really enjoys their food. And then as Jeff reached out to you, then he found out that you are also a musician.
Yeah.
So I want to talk a little bit about that, and then I want to play the song. Now, will this be like the broadcast debut?
This is the debut of this song.
Okay, you said nobody has heard this.
Someone's heard it, right?
You and I listened to it yesterday, Cody.
I mean, she's heard it.
Yes. I've heard it a lot of times.
She had, and whoever recorded it. Now we were looking at your page. Now is this available at all? Like to early? Is there like an early access? I guess, or
right.
Is this not a lot of people have heard this before?
So this one is actually not even available in the pre-order.
Oh,
so
okay.
This is a brand new one for everyone. Yeah, I have a pre-order going, and it's got a few, I think like 4 or 5 songs, but this will be the first time people have heard this.
Awesome. So are you ready? I want to make sure we get the appropriate
yes.
fanfare, since we're honored to be the first people who get to actually play this and broadcast it and send it out into the world. Would you like to introduce the song for us?
It's called Scream to a Blue Sky.
We're going to play that right now for you. It's Janice Whaley, and like I said, Scream to a Blue Sky.
Did it crumble around you? sorry kind of song when the words come out all wrong, but you feel better if you scream to a blue sky. It's a perfect kind of day. Greet fear with open arms. Just hold your head up high and scream to a
That's the broadcast debut of Janis Whaley's Scream to a Blue Sky.
Fantastic.
Thank
here
you.
On the morning show.
And we have a lot of blue skies around here that
we
you
do.
Can scream at if you want to. I've done that.
It's a good thing. It's very cathartic.
Primal, what do they call that? A primal scream, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you don't mind sticking around, right?
I'll stay.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit more. Jeff said he's got some more stuff he wants to talk about.
More questions.
With the vegan.
Yes.
We've got some musicians.
I
wish we had 20 more minutes, but we can play our silly game.
Before we play the silly game.
Yeah, go for it.
Very quickly. Mm-hmm. We just played your song. It's on an album that's coming out. How can people find that album?
I'd say right now the best place is janice.bandcamp.com.
J-A-N-I-C-E.
Okay. All right. Yeah, the pre-order is there, and then soon it'll be up as a pre-order everywhere.
Fantastic.
Very cool. We're going to play our silly game now. Hopefully you can stick around. Actually, I mean, she can help.
Okay.
Chime in.
You can't answer, though. You don't give away the answer.
Yeah, don't give away. Yeah, don't give away the answer. We're going to play our silly game. And what prize do you want to do, Jeff?
Are we doing the...
I'm going to leave it up to you. Okay. You always make me pick things.
Let's do... Did we do the tickets this hour yesterday?
You don't remember, Jeff?
I don't remember.
We did 8:30
okay,
hour.
We'll do the tickets next hour.
Okay. We're going to have some Hunter Hayes tickets we're giving away. And of course, as a reminder, those Hunter Hayes tickets are a separate giveaway from our usual silly game. So even if you've just won the silly game, you can absolutely still call next hour to get those Hunter Hayes tickets. Tickets.
One of our other.
I think this is very fitting, actually,
so
Jeff.
Too.
This is a perfectly fitting prize.
Just making sure that we haven't done it too many times this week, because we love this place, too.
This is, no, we have not done it at all this week. This is a $15 gift certificate to the Food for Thought Cafe, which is a vegetarian restaurant in Joshua Tree, and they have a lot of vegan options as well.
They sure do.
So if you want to win this $15 gift certificate to the Food for Thought Cafe, all you need to do is answer this question.
This piece of sports equipment used to be white, but was changed to a different color in the 1970s for a better TV viewing experience. What is it? What is this famous thing?
Call right now, 760-366-8471. I was going to give Janice a piece of scratch paper. In case she had a guess.
Okay.
Sometimes I have guesses, but I don't want to blurt them out in case I'm actually right. So I will write them down. And
here's a reasonable scrap paper.
That's quite unreasonable.
It's reasonable.
That's quite unreasonable.
It's reasonable.
That's 8.5 by 11. That's
okay.
Not reasonable at all.
And you can write it very large so that I can see it from all the way over here if you have a guess.
Oh, gosh. It's
you don't have to have a guess either.
Have
we're
have
just,
no
I'm curious. We're going to actually, we'll go to the phone too. Okay. And we'll see what other people's guesses are. Good morning. You're on the radio. What is your name?
Amy?
Yeah. Hi, good morning, Amy. Do you know the answer to the question, or would you like to hear the question again?
Oh, I think I know the answer.
Oh, what could it be?
Is it tennis ball?
It is a tennis
it's
ball.
It's a tennis ball. What were you... Janice
I'm scratching out my answer.
Just scratching out her
you'll
answer.
You'll never know.
Amy.
Well,
she's going to town on it.
Are you old enough to remember when tennis balls were white?
No, I'm way too young for that.
Okay, I am too.
I don't ever remember tennis balls being anything other than that. What is that? Like a neon green,
it's a
right?
Neon green.
Love that color.
It's very visible on the television sets.
It is funny if you think about it. That means at some point they had to standardize the neon green they were going to use in all the tennis balls everywhere.
Get their swatches out and all the Pantones and see which color we want the tennis balls to be.
Now, Jeff, you're big into swatches and Pantone.
I am.
Do you know what color, what's the Pantone code for tennis ball green?
Oh, I do keep an encyclopedic Rolodex of Pantone colors in my brain. I can tell you the hexagonal decimal number as
hexadecimal.
Well. Hexadecimal number.
Jeff has a famously good memory.
Yes.
So that's how he remembers that.
Do you know, Amy and Cody and Janice, that my dog, who is around here somewhere terrorizing people,
her harness is exactly tennis ball colored.
Is it really?
And it came with a tennis ball.
I've always thought it was
small dog sized tennis ball.
I've always thought that was kind of a failure.
Amy, congratulations, you have won. If we didn't say that already, you are our big winner.
Have you been to the Food for Thought Cafe yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, you will enjoy it. We and Jeff have been there before, and we always say, even if you are not a vegetarian, not a vegan, they've got all sorts of great stuff there that you will enjoy.
Recently designated an historic place as well, so it's a beautiful place to eat.
I'm really happy.
All right. Great to hear that, Amy.
Glad to hear it. Stay on the line. Our producer is going to be coming on and make arrangements with you to get your certificate. I'm handing it to Jeff right now.
I'm going
to
put your name on it.
It's entered the chain of custody.
Yes.
So thanks for playing. Thanks for listening. And, of course,
have a wonderful day.
You too.
That's Amy.
Winning our morning show's silly game by knowing, tennis balls used to be white.
Now, what color was the court? Was it still, what color is a tennis court?
Well, there's two kinds of courts, right?
Okay.
Isn't there, there's the clay?
And the clay and the grass.
And the clay is, I don't know, dirt colored? Mm-hmm. What is that, terracotta?
That's Aiken, I think.
What?
The clay.
Is that really what they call it? Clay Aiken?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very interesting color there. And then there's the grass, right?
Yes, and that's... And
the turf?
Unless it's crab grass. It's usually green.
And then it's super cranky. Mm-hmm. Do you play a lot of tennis? Do you play any tennis, Janice?
I do not.
No? Have you ever played tennis? How about pickleball?
I don't think so. I don't. If it's sports related, I'm like drawn blanks.
Okay.
Like I.
Pickleball is very popular right now. Jeff, it is 8:51. We've still got a lot on the way for you, including, of course, the second look at our birthdays. And we do have we got a special one on there today.
Oh, yes.
That dog gotchiversary.
Belated from yesterday when you got your dog.
Well, I didn't know in the morning I was going to get a dog. Mm-hmm. I think my wife knew.
Yes.
I feel like my wife knew that we were going to get a dog. And right now we've still got Janice Whaley in the room with us. So now we talked a lot about JT Vegan, mm-hmm. which is the booth that you've got set up at the farmer's market. We have tons of questions.
A lot of questions.
So mine is there any way to get the JT Vegan stuff other than going to the booth? Or is that the best way? Just go to the booth at the farmer's market?
Right now, the booth is the best way. It's the most variety. However, the Roadrunner Grab and Go does have the Herb Chev and the Plain Chev.
Okay. We go there. Me and Jeff go there pretty frequently to the Roadrunner Grab and Go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're hoping to expand and be in a few more stores this year. And also the Awe Bar has our smoked Gouda that they use in their vegetarian or vegan mushroom burger.
Oh, really? Wow, mm-hmm. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
I have not had that there. I must try that. It's really good. Okay.
It's very good.
And then, Jeff, I think you said you had some questions as well.
I have questions. Well, just tying it all together, and I was doing some food stuff a few years ago as well, and I feel like a lot of people who are doing food or making art in the desert are kind of doing both. And I was curious how you consider, it's all expression. You're either expressing yourself through food or through music. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. It's all just being creative.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I've always been cooking. I've always been doing music from as far back as I can remember. So for me, they're very connected. They're not separate things. It's just all creative.
Okay.
Process.
It's all creative.
Yes.
Now, I have another question as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you've heard of Ben & Jerry's and how they have the flavor graveyard.
Yeah.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, no one ever knows where I'm going.
I know where you're going.
Sometimes I don't even know where I'm going.
May I try and follow you?
Oh, yes. Jeff probably does know where I'm going with this. Okay.
I think Cody was going to ask you if there have been any flavor combinations that you have experimented with and since retired because they were either too popular or ingredient was difficult to find or
maybe
it was bad.
You tried it and it was just didn't turn out the way you wanted it to and you're like, I cannot sell this and make people try to eat this.
Right. Cody, did I finish your sentence?
Yes, okay. Pretty much, yeah.
You know, I can't think of any because you can't really go too wrong with a vegan cheese base, and so it just depends on what you add to it.
Okay.
We have had some that didn't sell as well as others, or maybe it was just the wrong time of the year to sell them. I did like a Kalamata olive mozzarella, mm-hmm. which was really good, but it's not something that's for everyday use. And so, we have had a few that have kind of been retired, or we just get them out occasionally. We have like a Guinness cheddar that sometimes we'll bring out.
I have had that. That is very good.
Yeah.
Did you say Guinness cheddar?
Yeah. We put extra stout in the cheddar. Yeah.
When was the last time you sold that one? I don't think I saw that one.
It's been a few months, so maybe it's time to bring it back.
We might have to make a vegan Welsh rarebit with that.
Oh, there we go.
Well, you can get a hold of me on Instagram, and if you get that Guinness cheddar going, let me know. I'll be running down to the farmer's market and picking some up right away.
You also have a sauce, is that correct?
Yeah, it's called That Sauce.
That Sauce. Now, I thought it was That Sauce, but I was maybe I'm getting it wrong. Maybe I'm misremembering
it. Maybe it's this sauce. It's not this sauce, Jeff. It's That Sauce.
Describe That Sauce.
Exactly.
To me. Describe That Sauce.
Yeah, That Sauce. You know, it's That Sauce. Like, give me That Sauce. Mm-hmm. It's a creamy, spicy jalapeno hot sauce.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, we put it on everything.
Mm-hmm. Jeff's a big spicy guy.
Yes.
Yeah. He enjoys some spice. And then, so kind of wrapping up too, is there anything else you want to tell us about, I guess? I felt like I was telling Jeff, like, well, I wanted to talk about the cheese mostly, but I do find it very interesting to find out. We didn't even know.
Yes.
Right. You're gonna sell albums at the vegan booth once you get it going?
Yeah, I mean, I've always done music. I grew up here and I was a huge band nerd in elementary, junior high, high school. So most people that know me from that time think of me as a musician. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I've always sung, I've always done all these different things, and
You sent us a list of the people that you worked with on this upcoming album, and it was kind of a who's who of desert folk, right?
Right. I have John Given on guitar. I have Nathan Lester on bass and Cam Tuttle on drums. We all grew up here, so I've known those guys for, 30 years or more. Mm-hmm. And the fun thing is that they all live in different places, and so I haven't actually seen them in person still in all these years. But we did this album over the pandemic time when we were all at home more, and we did it, through the internet.
Like, so you've been working on it since 2020 then?
I've actually been working on these songs. They started in demo form like probably 10 years ago when I was driving to work back and forth in San Jose to San Francisco, lots of commute time. And so the songs started there, and I never was able to find a way to really get them off the ground. But then during the pandemic, we were all kind of like home around the same time, and we all had more time to do stuff, and we were able to finish it.
So, awesome. Yeah. So we have about 60 seconds before we need to move into our next segment. And so I know working on an album, putting something like that together, it's not just you. There's a lot of people involved. So are there any other people who were involved in the recording or just the entire process? Is there anyone else that you would like to thank? And this is kind of your chance to get those names out there for those people.
Right. So basically it was us, and then Ryan Cosboom did all the engineering and mixing of it, but we all recorded our parts in our home studios, and so it was a very much, just us doing a labor of love sort of thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
And where can people pre-order that record one more time?
Janice.bandcamp.com.
And where can people find your delicious food?
JT Vegan every Saturday at the Farmer's Market in Joshua Tree.
Will you be there tomorrow?
I will be there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Awesome. Can I come by and get some cheese?
You sure can.
So excited for that. Well, thank you so much for stopping by, Janice.
Thank you for having me.
I wish we had more time. Jeff said we could have done an hour easily hanging out with you. But we need to move into our birthdays. That's being brought to us right now by Sam's Market, where it's easy to find what you need in a hurry. They're open every day on the highway in Joshua Tree.
Good morning. It is Friday, February 3rd. It is the 34th. Day of the year. There are 331 days remaining in 2023.
Flying by.
We have a belated dog gotchiversary for Raven Joseph. That is the Cody family dog, and it is happy 0th dog gotchiversary to that dog. Today we have a birthday for William Morton. There are two messages. One is happy 73rd birthday, old man, and the other one is happy 37th birthday, William Morton, aka Captain Morton. We have early birthdays for Isis Voss. Happy 17th birthday. We hope this is the best yet. Jennifer Russell, have a wonderful birthday from your favorite, Nick. And Leia Russell, happy birthday to an amazing young lady. Somebody's going to win the birthday prize next hour, just not the dog.
Not the dog. It is 9:24 on a Friday morning. This is The Morning Show with Cody Joseph and Jeff Harmatz. A big thank you once again to Janice Whaley, who stopped by and talked a little bit about music and cheese.
Yes, and we...
Two things that I really enjoy.
We had a lot of fun with Janice. It was great.
I love, we go through about 2 pounds of cheese a week in my house.
Mm-hmm.
That's just regular, normal, like cheddar.
Dairy cheese.
Mm-hmm. We do sometimes get the JT vegan cheese. We don't feed that as much to the kids.
It's too fancy for the kids.
It's too fancy. I have explained. Too good for the kids. Told this to you before. I love my children, but they don't have the most sophisticated of palates.
Okay.
So sometimes they don't realize when they are being fed fancy things.
Mm-hmm.
Like pizza.
Yes.
They're not going to know the difference between...
They don't get the good pizza.
Like a $5 pizza and a fancy non-chain pizza. It's all just pizza to them.
We went to a...
All they want is cheese anyway. I mean,
come on. We went to lunch yesterday and we split a thing of French fries.
Mm-hmm.
And your wife said, will you bring some French fries home for the child?
Well, I asked her, do you want me to bring you home something? And she said, no, I'm not that hungry. Mm-hmm. And then we were getting ready to leave. I said, your last chance for food. And she said, well, maybe some fries for the baby. To which I immediately turned to Jeff and said, no, I'm not doing that.
You said that these fries are too gourmet, too expensive for the child.
The baby wouldn't even realize that these were fanciful fries.
Yes, they were very good French fries. But you said, not for the child. I only bring the cheap, inexpensive French fries home for the child.
Yes, because she... does not know the difference.
Okay.
I know you're trying to give me a hard time, but...
No,
I... Yeah, that's the exact reason.
Makes sense.
Her palate is not sophisticated enough. She is baby.
Okay.
So, it's Friday. You know what that means, right?
What?
In our entertainment news, we will have a little extra bit of the movies that are coming
out.
Oh,
yes.
We'll have that later.
But we have to do the sad news first.
Mm-hmm. Always sad news. Can we get through one day without something terrible and sad happening in Hollywood?
To be honest with you, we infrequently have sad news.
You think I think we have sad news like 3 out of 5 days a week.
I'd say it's closer to 2 out of 5.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
So I missed this from a few days ago, mm-hmm. but it's worth mentioning. Cindy Williams from Laverne and Shirley has passed away this week. I think it was on Wednesday. I think we're a couple days late on this. But Cindy Williams, best known as Shirley on Laverne and Shirley, had a brief illness. She was 75 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a bummer.
Yes. Okay.
Is that the only sad news?
That is the only sad news. Just wanted to acknowledge that. I know a lot of people. Laverne and Shirley, beloved show.
Very much so.
Yes.
Gotta always do the sad news first. So, mm-hmm. a couple other things. I know I just mentioned it's Friday. Mm-hmm. So, that means there's gonna be some movies out. We'll get to those near the end.
Okay.
I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. I've actually been waiting all week. They came out on Wednesday. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever is available to stream now on Disney Plus,
mm-hmm.
which I do have a Disney Plus subscription.
Okay.
I was actually really wanting to watch this. I'm thinking my wife will probably want to watch it with me as well, and I didn't want to even try to start it at all during the week because it's a movie. It's going to be a couple hours. I didn't want to have to sit and watch it, like half of it, and then come back and watch the second half of it.
Yes.
So hopefully, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow... I'll be able to watch that, hopefully even with my wife.
Okay.
Are you planning on watching anything? I think you said you're probably going to be busy this weekend.
I'm going to be pretty busy this weekend.
Just pretend you were going to be watching something. What would you watch?
Oh.
Let's pretend in this theoretical situation.
Okay.
Jeff, you have all the spare time you might need.
Why? I'd check out that motion picture called Bullet Train.
Would you really?
No.
Why not?
It's a theoretical thing, so I'm not actually going to do it, so I'll say that I'll watch Bullet Train.
Okay. So you can get pretend credit for uh-huh. not watching.
Yes, I'm planning on watching Bullet Train in this hypothetical weekend where I have time to watch a thing.
Okay.
Yes.
Really, really sticking the knife in on that Bullet Train. Are you ever... I don't think you're ever going to watch it.
I'll probably finish it at some point.
Okay.
Now, apropos of nothing that you just said, have you heard about Seth Rogen's recent remarks?
No. Did he... Oh. Goodness, he didn't tweet, did he?
He just said that...
Is he canceled?
He's a producer on The Boys, and he says that The Boys would not exist or be interesting without the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which I would agree with.
Okay.
And then he said...
Superhero movies is hot right now.
He said, I think that Kevin Feige is a brilliant guy, and he likes a lot of the filmmakers, but he says, as someone who doesn't have children, it's all kind of geared towards kids, you know? I'll watch one of these things as an adult with no kids and be like, oh, this is just not for me. Regarding Marvel movies.
I mean, what do they mean by kids, though?
They are kids' movies for kids.
They're PG-13.
Well, they used to make toys out of our... They used to make RoboCop toys.
Is there an It action figure somewhere? Somewhere floating around?
So, You can enjoy these movies, and I've enjoyed many of them. I like a lot of them. They're certainly for kids. They're kids
literally
movies.
Making big plans to watch Black Panther this
movie.
Weekend.
Yes.
A kid's movie? It's PG-13.
It's a kid's movie about a guy who dies at the beginning of the movie. It's all about a funeral.
So it's 13 to what, 18?
Is that the target
demographic?
I'll probably watch Black Panther at some point. The problem is most of the viewing in my household is done with my partner, as you know,
Who has zero interest whatsoever in a Marvel movie.
I don't think she's ever sat through an entire Marvel movie. We might have gone through that most recent horrible Thor movie, that wretched movie.
I'm sorry about that.
Because we like Taika Waititi generally. We think he's pretty funny, but that movie was pretty rotten.
It's because he didn't have an editor.
Yeah.
You need to have someone who's not afraid to tell you to take it, rein it in, dial it back. That's too much.
Yeah.
And after Thor Fraggle Rock did so well, and everything else he's been doing has been, firing on all cylinders, they were like, no, just do literally whatever you want. We don't care.
Didn't really work, that one.
It didn't really work.
I don't know if I've tried to say, oh, hello, partner, watch this movie. I think she watched some of the Ant-Man movies because I like those because they're heisty.
Yeah, they're very heist. Yes.
The new one doesn't look very heisty. That's my big problem with
it. No, it looks like it's just going to be...
Fights.
Jonathan Majors.
Fights. Big fights.
Who's your favorite Marvel villain, though? Do you like Kang? No. Let me rephrase that question.
In comics or movies?
Let me rephrase the question. How do you feel about Kang in the comics? Are you excited at all about Kang?
I haven't read much comics with Kang.
Okay.
I'm
familiar with him. Mm-hmm. My comic knowledge is nowhere near your level.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think it's very is that irony? I don't know. Because of Alanis Morissette, nobody actually knows what irony is anymore. You're really into comics, not so into the movies. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, comics, that's fine. And I very much enjoy the movies. I think that's an interesting thing there.
So Kang is very much an Avengers villain, and I've barely read any Avengers comics.
Okay.
Like, Avengers just... It was never a big popular comic book until the movies came out. It was like
the Avengers,
a fan favorite, the Avengers.
Yeah.
And so I have some Avengers stuff that I've tried to get through, and it just doesn't grab me very much.
Because in print, mostly people historically were like, just give us more Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, X-Men, those are the big ones.
Tell me about Spider-Man and the X-Men. Everything else can kind of whatever, which is, of course, why those are the two properties that Marvel sold off when Marvel, the comic book company, was not doing very well financially because they needed the money, and those were the ones that everybody cared about.
I've read a lot of – the most Marvel comic I've read is probably Fantastic Four, actually. I'm a big
That's a pretty popular one. That's another one of the ones they had to sell off to the point where Disney wanted to actually start bringing everything back after having been so successful with the movies, they had to just – we're not going to be able to get back the X-Men, so how do we get the X-Men back? Oh, I got it.
Buy Fox.
Let's just buy Fox.
Yeah.
If we just buy Fox, then they have to give us back the X-Men.
Can I tell you my favorite on-screen Marvel Cinematic Universe villain? I do have a very hot take on this.
Sure. I know it's not Loki. I know you don't care for Loki.
I like Loki. I just didn't like that show. I thought the show was bad.
Oh, okay. I thought you didn't really like Loki at all.
No, I just didn't like the show. Yeah.
Okay. Who's your favorite Marvel Cinematic Universe villain?
Ultron, because he's tall.
That's a hot take if I ever
I like
heard
that
one.
He's 10 feet tall. It's like a weird height. He's a robot, and he's very tall, and he has to like crouch through doors. I like watching people crouch through doors. That's something I'm very into.
Now, you're a pretty tall guy.
Not that tall.
Do you spend a lot of time crouching through doors?
No.
Okay.
I'm not tall like the robot. I'm not 10 feet.
You're not robot
tall. Yeah, I like the robot amount of tall that he is, and I think that's very interesting that he's so tall.
Somebody's here.
Yes.
Sunday's very excited. Sunday's joining us. Supposedly my dog is coming later.
Okay.
I think my wife said she was going to bring the dog by later.
Okay.
I said, but it must be early because Jeff said he will be leaving.
I'm jamming out of here at 10.
He's jamming right on out of here. He won't even wait to meet the dog.
What do you think of that tall robot?
I like Ultron because there's, you've heard the joke, right? On the internet about how Ultron spent 10 seconds on the internet and went, nope, yep, humanity needs to be extinguished.
Yeah, that's good.
Spent a lot of time on the internet, and you're like, I don't know about everybody.
Speaking of things.
I like Loki, by the way.
Okay.
If I had to actually really think about it, Loki, because he's a very, I know you didn't like the show, He's a nuanced, he's not just bad. His motivations aren't, oh, I'm going to be evil because I'm just a bad dude.
Yes.
It's like, oh, you know, I was adopted and I got some other stuff going on. Mm. And he's got a little more facets to his personality.
Okay. Not like a tall robot.
I mean, Ultron wasn't bad.
Yeah, I like tall robot.
I liked Ultron.
More tall robots, please.
I liked Ultron in the Marvel. Did you ever watch the Marvel What If?
No.
Those are actually pretty interesting.
Okay.
Do you, in the comics, do you care for what ifs?
Not a ton. They always end up with the world ending.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's, if the Avengers weren't there, the world ends.
Yeah.
That's the point, I guess, yeah.
Okay. 25th anniversary of Titanic. We have to talk about this. Have we talked about this already?
I don't think so.
Do you know the movie Titanic?
Yeah, with the door.
Yes.
It could have fit both of them on the door. The door is in the news again.
So James Cameron is so mad that everybody says that they could have just kept Leonardo DiCaprio on the door that he is like doing a National Geographic special where they're going to conduct a scientific study to assess whether they both could have survived had he stayed on the door at the end of the movie.
And it will be wrong because he could have. I don't care. Whatever they do, he's going to skew the – you know what I think it is, right? Mm. James Cameron famously pays like attention to the detail on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think he's just mad that
he missed this one.
People think he missed. Yeah, I think he's mad that either people think he missed it or that he did genuinely miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to only Jimmy C. That's I call him. We're tight.
Okay.
Could get National Geographic to give him millions of dollars so he could explain away his plot hole.
Now, dude, does
that's got big Disney energy?
Does door float?
I mean, yeah.
When was the last time you took a door into a pool?
We saw door float.
When?
In the movie.
I've never seen the movie.
Unless door...
Spoiler alert, the guy dies at the end.
How have you never seen this movie?
I don't know, I never caught it. I've seen like okay. bits and pieces of it.
Is that like one of those things that you just never went to watch? Because when you tell people you've never seen it, they get the reaction like I just had, and you enjoy that reaction?
I'm saving...
You're like one of those guys, it's like, I've never seen Star Wars, mostly because it upsets people.
I didn't think... People cared that much about Titanic, first of all, and second of all,
I'm wildly surprised you've never seen it.
I'm saving all. I'm going to watch all the Billy Zane movies in a row one day, and I'm saving it for that.
You gotta wait until Billy Zane dies
yeah,
to make sure.
Back
you don't
to the Future
any.
3, The Phantom, and Titanic.
Okay, I forgot he was in The Phantom. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts
Not
of
very
men?
Good movie.
No, that's the Shadow. The Phantom's got the purple mask,
Phantom's
right?
Purple. Phantom's okay. big in Australia.
Okay.
But he's not
I remember
Australian.
The Phantom, mm-hmm. but I'm briefly confused with the Shadow.
Shadow is famous normal guy Alex Baldwin.
Was Alec Baldwin the Shadow?
Yes.
It's been so long since I've even thought of that movie. The only reason I even thought of that movie is because you said the Phantom and I confused them
yes.
in my brain momentarily.
Billy Zane was the Phantom. Alex Baldwin was the Shadow.
Alec Baldwin.
Are you going to watch the documentary about the door that James Cameron's making?
Absolutely not. But who's doing the documentary?
National Geographic.
Who's owned by Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Who is very big into spending millions of dollars to explain plot holes.
Yes.
Just look at Rogue One.
That's a plot hole? That's a prequel.
I really liked Rogue One. I actually think it's one of the best Disney things that, or Star Wars things that Disney has done. That whole movie exists so that it could explain the plot hole of the Death Star in the original Star Wars.
Let's brainstorm something here right now. If this is indeed a plot hole, if the National Geographic thing proves that the door could have floated them both, then we can pitch a movie to James Cameron, a prequel to Titanic, about the guy who made the door and why the door is... irregularly unbalanced. Maybe the door maker, the carpenter, was having a rough day of it. Maybe it is the last door he made before retiring.
So
and
he
then...
decides that half the door will be hollow core.
Yes.
Maybe the other half of the door will be solid.
Maybe he stored a treasure key in there, and then we can do the prequel where, how did he get the treasure key? Why is the door hollow? How did he have to hide it?
Crossover with the National Treasure...
Yes,
series.
Exactly.
That's the movies. They got the series.
Mm-hmm.
They put the treasure in the door, which is why he tries to climb on the door and then the door flips over because
yes.
only half of the door is hollow enough to float and support the weight of one Kate Winslet.
So we'll do that prequel, and then when that prequel comes out, then we'll get one of the guys from that and do a 12-episode show that is a prequel to the prequel about the door.
Exactly.
Okay. Love it.
Like Andor, which is really genuinely good. I know you keep making fun of it because it is a prequel to the prequel. It is so good, though.
What is?
the movies, the television series on Star Wars starring Diego Luna as Cassian. Mm. I'm not biting.
Okay.
I know you're trying to drive me up the wall.
Okay, well, let somebody get us on the phone with Disney because we've got a hot pitch for Mr. James Cameron over here.
We got a hot pitch for Jimmy C. Do you want to know what movies are coming
out? Let's talk about that.
Today, Knock at the Cabin, starring my new favorite actist of all time, Dave Bautista.
I do want to see this movie. I think this is going to be a big hit. I think everybody's very interested in this movie. I'm hearing a lot of people talking about it.
It stars Jonathan Groff, so I don't know if he's going to go.
I don't know who that is.
La da 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 da. From Hamilton?
Okay.
No?
Okay.
Have you seen Hamilton?
Yes.
Really? You've seen Hamilton?
I watched it.
That's the song that he sings, where he comes out and he wears the wig and he's the king.
I'll take your word.
And he goes, la da 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 da.
Does he wear the wig in the movie?
I don't think he wears the wig in the movie. I think in the movie he's just a guy.
Does Bautista wear wig?
No, Dave Bautista is there, wrinkly head and all. I saw a very funny line. Which movie were they making fun of? It was on, I sometimes will watch they call them the pitch meetings.
Uh-huh.
And there was one where they were actually making fun of somebody else, and they were saying that the Dave Bautista's wrinkly head had more character development than some other character. It's Dave Bautista, Jonathan Groff, there's some other people. Jeff wants to see this movie, so this is Rupert Grint.
Oh, spoiler alert. Come on. I don't know anything about this movie other than the commercial.
He's in the commercials.
I don't remember him.
Mostly I'm just like, how could I forget Ron Weasley
is in
this movie? From Harry Potter. I know you're doing it on purpose and I'm not going to bite.
Okay.
That comes out today. It's based on a book. It's based on I don't know if it was a full novel or a novella.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking
about? I don't.
Okay. I think it was called like Cabin at the End of the World or something
like
that. It's M. Night Shyamalan, so I think the big twist should be that there's no twist.
Okay.
That it's just straightforward. You get what exactly happens. There's no big twist at the end. So you know what else is out today?
What?
The Amazing Maurice.
I don't know what that is.
It's some animated movie. I don't know. There's a cat. Look at this cat, though. Look at that animated CGI cat.
Yeah.
I won't be catching that one. Don't you want to go see that? It's played by Dr. House MD.
Okay. Hugh Laurie.
Hugh Laurie. That's when you have a really big truck. You have a huge Laurie. And then the other movie is 80 for Brady.
Which you will definitely be catching.
You could not pay me to watch this movie.
We were debating this earlier off the air, and let's bring this into the forefront. So 80 for Brady is about some...
Are we going full peak right now?
No, it's just about...
It was off the air.
Lily
You're
Tomlin
talking about
and Jane
things
Fonda.
We were talking about off the air. That's peak.
Yeah.
That's peak, baby. Okay. Should I do the peak?
A peek behind the curtain.
It is Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin and also Sally Field and somebody else, I believe, going to
Rita
watch
Moreno.
A Tom Brady movie.
Mm-hmm. No, going to the Superb Owl.
Going to the Super Bowl.
The best bird.
Now, neither you nor I are big fans of the show, but I believe both of our respective partners are big fans of Grace and Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
And this is basically, you know those ladies that you like from Grace and Frankie, Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin? What if we put them in a football movie?
With Sally Field and Rita Moreno.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's a crossover of the interest between you and your wife.
Football?
And
Grace and
Frankie.
But it's a Tom Brady movie.
If it was
Tom Brady.
80 for Aaron Rodgers.
80 for Rodgers?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Okay.
Or any other quarterback.
Okay.
Probably. Yes.
Just not Tom Brady.
And she's not going to want to see it because it's a football movie.
Okay, but it's perfect crossover for everybody in the whole family.
You could not pay
the
me to watch
it.
Could not pay me to watch this. Okay, I'm lying. You could 100%.
I would absolutely pay you to do this. How much would you theoretically pay me
to watch this movie?
I will trade you the Bullet Train. I will watch Bullet Train if you watch this.
Nope. Not a good trade for me.
Okay.
You ready to play a silly game?
I am.
Let's play that silly game.
We have big tickets to give away. It's your last chance to win the big tickets.
Jeff is ready for it. This is our final pair of Hunter Hayes tickets that we have to give away. That concert is, of course, coming up on Saturday, February 11th at 8 p.m. at Fantasy Springs Resort Casino. If you would like to be in the audience for that show, all you have to do is answer this easy trivia question.
This famous blockbuster movie, directed by James Cameron, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet, is about boy falls off door, dies in ocean.
Was that what that movie
That's
was about?
What the movie, spoiler alert.
Okay. Spoiler alert on that movie. Call right now, 760-366-8471, to play our morning show Silly Game and win those tickets to see Hunter Hayes live in concert Saturday, February 11th at Fantasy Springs Resort Casino. To the phones we shall go. Good morning. You are on the radio. What is your name?
Nina.
Hi, Nina. Didn't you just win some concert tickets?
No, I didn't win concert tickets. I won Total Fitness.
Oh, cool.
Oh, no, I thought you won some other concert tickets. I mean, you can win them both.
Yeah, you can win it all.
Yeah, I'm not even. I swear we just talked to you. Oh, I think it was one of the comedy shows. We sent Nina to one of the comedy shows. Well, very.
Yeah, but one of comedy shows.
Gotcha. Okay. Sorry. But yeah, no, I had mentioned a couple times. Totally different game. You can win all of them.
Yes. You just have to answer this question, or unless you know the answer to the question. But I'd like to read the question again anyway.
Can you tell us the answer?
Titanic.
That's correct.
Okay. That was rude of me, Jeff. Let's run it back.
The moment has passed. Nina run has won our silly game.
Oh, congratulations, he's mad now. Nina. He's very...
I'm thrilled that Nina won.
I thought you wanted to read... Now, is that what that movie is about?
The boy falls off the door.
Yes.
Wasn't...
Yeah.
Nina, do you think the boy... could they both survive on the door, or would the door sink?
I think they both could have survived on the door.
Yeah, I agree with you. Just the only person that disagrees with you, I guess, is James Cameron, the guy that made the movie about the door.
Or what if maybe she just, you know, she was fancy. She was falling in love with him. But in that moment, she realized, oh, he's still a poor. And so she wouldn't let him on. There's a lot of class warfare in that.
Yeah.
Oh, those pores down in steerage.
He was a skater boy, right? She said, see you later, boy.
Yeah, pushed him down. She said, get down in there. I need to keep this, the thing, right? What was it, the heart of the ocean?
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
Something like that.
Nina, congratulations.
Nina, have you seen the movie?
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever watch it on VHS?
I watched it on DVD.
On digital versatile disc. You want to hear a fun story? My wife said they had it on VHS, and she said she just watched the first one. She said everything's sad She said everything was sad in the second cassette, so she just watched the first one when she was rewatching it. I mean, I'm assuming she'd seen the whole movie at some point. Nina, you got it correct, and that means you are going to win those tickets to see Hunter Hayes live in concert at Fantasy Springs Resort Casino Saturday, February 11th at 8 p.m. Are you very excited?
Yes, I am.
Do you know who you're going to take yet?
My sister.
Ooh, okay.
It's sister's a couple looking days after other. Her birthday.
So oh.
Yeah, it's a couple days after her birthday, so I thought it was great.
Birthday prize. Make sure to enter your sister into our birthday calendar, and then maybe your sister could have could win a double cheese steak burger and fries. And then also go see Hunter Hayes. That'd be a pretty good birthday, right?
Yeah, that would be.
All right. Nina, stay on the line, because speaking of that birthday prize, we're going to need your help. But first, we need to hear from our birthday prize sponsor, Steak and Shake.
Okay.
All right, Nina, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right. We are going to have you help us pick a birthday prize winner by selecting a number between 1 and 4. Could you do that for us, please?
Yep, I could do that. Let's do 3.
3, that's Leah Russell. Happy birthday to an amazing young lady. And this amazing young lady has won the original double cheese steak burger and fries and choice of any shake from Steak and Shake in Yucca Valley. And you, Nina, you're going to go see Hunter Hayes with
Jeff, weren't there 5 people on there?
No, your dog cannot win the... It's not a birthday. Your dog is related to you, and it's a dog.
Dog can't win?
No.
Dog eat burger.
Dog cannot eat burger.
Dog eat cheeseburger. Okay, yes, the dog isn't on there. Congratulations to our birthday winner, though.
Leah Russell.
And congratulations to Nina, who's going to be checking out Hunter Hayes. Thanks for playing. Oh, wait, stay on the line. I think we told you that already. That part. Stay on the line. Our producer is going to come on. Thanks for playing. Thanks for listening. And, of course,
have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
That's Nina winning our morning show Silly Game by knowing that famous movie about a girl pushing a boy off of a door is called Titanic.
She was a skater boy. She said, see you later, boy.
And pushed him right in the forehead.
I am looking forward to the weekend.
I've heard that everybody... plans?
What?
Do you got any big plans?
I'm going to meet my partner for lunch in a little bit and some old friends.
Very fun. I really want to go get some vegan cheese.
We have to wait till tomorrow morning to do that.
That's weekend plans.
That is weekend.
I mean, yeah. Those are your plans for today.
I thought you were talking about today.
Oh, just in general.
Okay.
I love a Friday because we got the whole weekend upon us.
You're going to spend all weekend with that dog of yours.
I'm really looking forward to. I think my wife...
Enjoy him while he's new.
She.
Enjoy she while she new.
She new. She's sweet. I don't know if Kim even... Kim, did you hear I got a dog? I did get a dog. Yeah. Also, don't forget today is Go Red for Women Day. Kim got the memo. She's wearing just the coolest outfit. I really like the glasses. I keep telling her the glasses really finish up the outfit there. Have a good weekend, Jeff.
I will. I'm looking forward to it. I've worked for this weekend, as the song says, and I have earned a weekend, and I'm going to do all the neat stuff.
Very excited about that.
Those were the highlights from today's morning show with Cody and Jeff. Wake up early and listen to them live every morning in California's high desert on Z1077 FM, Z1077FM.com, or on any streaming device. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 for even more fun, hijinks, games, prizes, news, and hit music.